Vitamin C has evolved. Altrient Vitamin C is a cutting-edge liposomal liquid food supplement designed for maximized absorption. Discover Altrient Liposomal Vitamin C and receive 10% discount by quoting HR10 at abundanceandhealth.com.
Would you know how to get rid of your fear, phobia, stress, or anxiety? How to burst your fear and transform your life? Welcome to Fear Busters Show, presented by Lauren Rosenberg, fear and phobia relief expert and author of How to Move Forward When the Unthinkable Happens. You are listening to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio with Lauren Rosenberg. www.fear-busters.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fear Buster. Today we're going to talk about fear of losing your freedom, being maybe robbed. And so we have a special guest today, and it is Sada Vidu. Sada, hi, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Sada, do you want to explain a little bit first what you do and who you are and maybe how we met? That's up to you. But yes, and then we'll talk about the fear of what's going on in the world and our freedom.
Well, my name is Sada Vidu and I'm a living doll and a mom now.
Yes, yeah. Cute little boy.
A doll mom to a very little cute prince, but other than that, I'm a singer and a songwriter, and you probably know me from the X Factor, but also you probably know me from Eurovision and the Danish Music Grand Prix, which I also were in. And all that happened three and a half years ago, and since then it's been like a really wild ride. And then out in the blue, there comes you in the middle of everything, the wife of the lawyers, and just a light in the dark. Bless you for that.
Oh, thank you. No, we were meant to meet, and we met at different circumstances, but we did a special event, a music event, and we had the pleasure to hear your voice. And And feel free to sing any if you want for our listeners, whatever you feel like doing, because your voice is amazing. If anybody remember X Factor, you were singing in X Factor, and beautiful voice that you have. So we met, and here we are a few years later, and we're now going to talk about freedom. Because this world at the moment has, we're in a pandemic, and a lot of our way of living is different. So Sada, you wanted to talk about fear of being, or fear of freedom, or you said being robbed, or yes, what's about?
We live in a world where we had so much material stuff going on around us. Like, we have nice cars, we have nice this. We continue to want to grow our status, our civil status around our friends, around the world, and be treated by that. Like, we feel good in that. Like, I made that. I worked for that. But when COVID-19 came along, it robbed us all of that. And it became that you needed to show who you were, your spirit, your human. And you might meet the one on the street that used to smile at you, and suddenly they're not smiling, or suddenly they're grumpy that you don't put out the trash right. And, you know, people lost a little bit of life spirit. And I do understand that. And I can especially see it on my YouTube, because I haven't been on YouTube and been active for like 2 years, which is a very special reason for that. I will come back to that.
Doesn't matter if you have a big wedding or a small wedding. It doesn't matter if you can't go on holiday. It's putting everyone to the same place in certain ways. Without health, no one is. We're nothing. We're nothing. We need the health. That's the main thing. So,
and each other also. I think it's so like you get to know who you miss, and you get to know who you're with, and who you get to be with the ones you love in a different way. I know it sounds crazy when it's all about like you're forced to it, but it forces you to stop just for a minute.
It's make you more grateful for what you have, because before that we just took it for granted. You know, people used to complain to take their kids to school and being stuck in the traffic or having to be busy. And now I think everybody would, you know, this is like a privilege, like driving to school, taking your child. You can't even take your child to school because it's online schooling. So, and the things that people used to complain about, it's now became a privilege. And now when they will be able to do it, they'll be even more grateful that they can do it. And hopefully, I hope that people will still remember once it gets back to sort of normal, that still being grateful, being able to just go in the car, take your child to school. Who would have thought more than a year ago, that school was a privilege? It is a privilege. And luckily, we have the internet. And luckily, we can have online schooling. Not all the schools, but majority of the schools can do it. But it's exactly what you said, Zada, is realizing what's really important. It's being grateful that you can get up in the morning, your body is working well, that you can actually, those are the important things. It doesn't matter what car you drive. Yes, of course, a car that is new is maybe a bit more comfortable, but it will take you still from A to B. That is not important. The world is showing you at the moment that we're on the survival level.
And who you come home to is important.
Yeah.
This is it. Who you come home to. And there's so many people out there who's lonely.
Just giving a couple, supporting someone, all those ways of natural way that we just took it for granted. And now it's just like, we can't wait to be able to see someone and meet someone. And so, yeah, you're right. All this has changed. So you were saying that you've not been on YouTube for quite a while.
No, I've been kind of robbed from my identity. That sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Me, because I'm a living doll for freedom. It stands for just being free and being who you want. But once I got involved in a management group, and there was some shareholders, and the one guy that had me, he died, unfortunately. He died 3 years ago, months after we did Eurovision, Danish Delivery Company, he died on a tour with a big artist called King Diamond, who he had for 30 years. And I remember you and me talking in that period.
Yeah,
I was feeling really low. And getting through this thing, I still had some obligation to these shareholders, and they still wanted to take responsibility for my career and, you know, be the team. But they did so many crazy decisions, and I wasn't capable of making any decisions myself, like, because I was so beat up by that he was gone. He's been by my side for 6 years. He was 70 years old, but he was my best friend in life. Like, he was my everything, you know. So I tried to say, no, that's not right, or no, we shouldn't do that, but they never listened. And so they kind of had this, you know, kind of manipulating their way into deciding everything. And so making me numb, to be honest. And
that's not what you are, because your voice and your singing comes from your heart. So,
and I remember my manager always say, be careful you don't end up like the singing beautiful bird, you know, in the golden cage. This is what his words were. So I kind of said, okay, as they kind of say, oh, there's no money for that. Oh, there's no money for that. Oh, you cannot do that. Oh, you can't go to China. Oh, you can't do this. I couldn't do anything. I was like, okay, you just want me to stand in this cage and just stand here? I mean, like, are we not going to give the fans any more? I mean, there's 1.8 million fans out there. What are you going to do about it? And they were just like, you know, they were dull believers. They need something new. And they were like, no, wait. And in all this kind of back and forth, and I'm not saying they did that by bad heart, because I don't believe they did. I do believe they think they knew what they were doing. But they didn't. And I kept saying, you know, he's gone, friends. He's not here anymore. You need to realize he's not here anymore. And when he's not here, you know, the brain and the heart and the music manager who knew everything, he's not here. You need to let it go, guys. And they didn't want to. I signed a new record deal with the Opposite Records in London. And we started working together. And the first time we tried to come out with something, then they come with big lawyers. Aww. From a big company and tried to stop us. And then it was like, okay, what's going on? And then they appealed the case to the highest court of Denmark. So this is what I've been waiting for, to go to that court and get my name back and my life back, really.
So you can't sing at the moment, or?
Well, if I do, they'll just come and make trouble. I got a big contract also. I can't say where, but in another very big, large country. And they didn't want to go forward with it unless I had this solved. And even though I had on paper, it was solved because they, appealed it. It's, you can't move until...
So that means you feel like you've been also not well just because of COVID, but also your identity, because that's...
Yeah, COVID-19 is nothing for me. That's not what's keeping me in. COVID-19 is just, you know, another thing we have to deal with in life. But yeah. But being robbed of my name and not be able to be me, that has made quite a bad impact on me, to be honest.
Oh, we're going to have to do that yourself, yeah.
Now the court is on Monday.
We will do something. We'll work together. But does that mean we can't hear any? You can't even just sing a little bit. You can't at the moment.
No, at the moment I can't.
I know. Oh, so really, this
I
is.
I would like.
Do you have any listeners? They can.
Yeah,
you
know, I can do a line. We can break the rules.
We do.
A bit.
They can listen to you.
Heartache, we stand with no promises, no demands, and love is a battlefield. You're losing control. Will you turn me away? Oh, and then it goes on and on.
But if they want to listen to you, they can look on YouTube.
You can always go on my
X-Factor.
Yeah.
And sad that you do. And they'll have all your auditions and the shows. And that is the... that's something that was unexpected. It's your identity. That's you. That is...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like, and you know, it's like, you know, they have a push they want to show around without the motto in it. I mean, like, it doesn't work that way. It is
Stella, where do you feel that? Where do you feel that in your body? Because maybe I can send you. I can help you just feeling a little bit lighter. Where do you stand this? Where do you feel this in your body? This feeling robbed by, you know, your identity, your name, not feeling free to sing.
I think on my shoulders would be most definitely. Like they're very, very heavy. Like,
okay. What color do we need to release that?
Come on, do that. DMA.
What color do you think?
At the moment, I think green.
Green. Okay. So can you just take a deep breath, close your eyes, see the nice green going like a little river flooding in, going in, lifting, going into your shoulder, lifting, making lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. So light and so soft, it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. Just allow that green to go in, lifting all the heaviness. Just allow that green to go in. Allow those little cells in your body to take that green, to relax those cells, make them lighter and lighter and lighter. So soft and so light, it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. And then just whenever you're ready, you can take a deep breath and then open your eyes. Yeah. Now I'm going to do something a little bit different. I have a magnet and I want to you to imagine that I'm going to put the magnet above your head. This is the meridian. So just I'm stroking the magnet above your head, behind your head and all the way down your spine. And I'm just stroking that magnet just all the way around, all the way down your spine, just to put more alignment with your neck, just to strengthen your spine and to give you more of a sense of belonging, more grounded, more steady and more secure and more protected. You may find a little bit of tingles in your body. I know it's a bit strange because we're not in the same room, but I'm just sending you that magnet energy just to support you and also to put some realignment in your neck and in your body, just so you can feel more steady on your feet so that you can start becoming you again. So I'm just sending you that. And then take your time, and then just when you want, just take a deep breath and just relax.
That was amazing.
How are you feeling?
I definitely feel it in my spine.
Yeah, you haven't seen me since for a while, and I use a lot of different techniques. I use magnets, energetic magnets.
Okay,
because we're not in the same room, we're in a different countries. But
it doesn't matter, we're on the internet.
We're in the internet. Everything is energy, and I love using the magnetic field. So when you enter the magnetic field and you actually send a magnet into the person, you can realign what's not being aligned in your body. And very often there's a misalignment in the neck that create tension. And then we can't think clearly. We're in a little bit of a fog. And because what's happening in your life, you need to be very steady on your feet, to be grounded and actually have a clear idea of what's going on. And then you'll be able to attract better things in life too. So, how are your shoulders feeling like and how are you feeling compared to when we started?
I definitely feel it in my spine. I definitely feel the lift there. That was amazing. I felt the chill behind and everything.
Good.
Yeah. You were about therapy, aren't you?
It's energy work. So, you know, I actually worked on somebody who has a stammer, and again, online, internet, and I send a magnet. I did a bit of, you know, work on the person, and everybody was so surprised because it was a group session, and the person started talking so nicely and he could express herself as if there was no stammer. It was like, it was so different. And now is people could see what energy work does, and you know, it can help so much, and it can change so many things. So, but what's that feel like now? Can you see things a little bit different?
I don't know yet. That has to come
time. It'll take time, obviously. But
I remember I have I'm focused. And just to get through this, and hopefully I come back to all the doll believers with my life again.
Yeah, you need to. Okay, let me just do one more thing. Take a deep breath. First of all, take a deep breath and then blow it out. So like you blow out all the heaviness that you've been carrying and just blow them out. You don't need to, they're not serving, they're not helping you. So take a deep breath in and out and just blow everything out. And once you've blew everything out, then what you can do is just pick a color and see the color that you like going into your mind, allowing to make some, almost like we're tidying up. We're making like a little makeover in your mind. We're clearing the things that are not serving you, not helping you. And we're putting space so that in the near future, you can really attract what you want and really be yourself. So see the color. Maybe it could be even just white or transparent, but just see that nice color going into the little cells of your mind, giving you that nice support, a nice protection, and give you clarity so that you can focus on every part of your life. If it's being a mom, being a wife, being, you know, a singer, you have all those parts in your mind, allowing you to be you, so you can have a clear guidance of what you want to be and what you can attract in your life. And notice how lighter it feels to have that clarity in your mind, to have space in your mind. We're making space so that the universe is open for you to receive good things, good results, everything that you want to attract. We're just allowing the universe to send it to you. And then whenever you're ready, take a deep breath and you can open your eyes.
That was great.
Feeling more clarity?
Yeah, it went from dark to white when I closed my eyes.
And even your eyesight now, does that feel a little bit more clear?
Yeah, they do actually. They actually do. That was crazy. Yes. What happened with that?
You should know.
grown your powers, girl. Oh my god.
Yes, I have. In certain ways.
I do see more clear. That is true.
So when a lot of things happen to us, we don't want to see them, and the mind is sending a message to the brain saying that I don't want to see all this, and therefore by sending that, our eyesight sort of changed and we don't even realize it. So what I did was I was making some space in your mind, a little bit of a tidying up, and a little bit like walking into a room that is messy, and I was just like putting some clarity and tidying up and putting and allowing this, that allows you to have more clarity and to see the world in a better place. So eyesight will also be clearer. You'll focus better. You'll concentrate better. And that is why I want to ask. Yeah. That is why I want to ask about your vision, if you could notice something different. Because that's what I was expecting to be. Because when we see things, because our eyes is how we see the world and how we see what's around us. When we declutter things physically, energetically, mentally, then we can see much better.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That was just the right time, the right timing, and that's what it was meant to be. Definitely, we'll have to do another interview when we can hear your voice, because that is. But in the meantime, we need to tell all the listeners out there that if they want to hear you, they can go on YouTube, they can type X Factor, Sada Vidu.
Yeah, and you can go on Spotify also.
Spotify, yes.
Yes, lots of people use Spotify and listen to it. Even myself, when I want to remind myself of what I become and what I made, I go there sometimes to listen. So I'm like, wow, I really did that.
Yeah, you did. And you will probably go and do more, but you can, you know what? In the meantime, you can say, thanks to the universe, I have more time for myself, I have more time for my son.
Exactly.
And it's meant to be. And you'll be back. You'll take your power back and you will be back when is the right time.
Thank you for believing.
We believe in you. I always believe in you.
So. I know.
Sada, thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing your story and sharing the fears and allowing me to put more clarity in your mind so that you can move forward and we can hear your voice again. And wish you all the luck. And thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you, Fear Busters.
You're welcome.
See you soon. Bye.